Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Skip past the corner. Finney-Smith blocked by Draymond. He came out of nowhere from the paint to swap that one away.
A lot of blocks, it felt like. You had Steph and Draymond converging in the corner. 7 blocks on the night for the Golden State defense. 1 block for the Mavericks. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. They get blown out by Golden State 112-87. How much is the beginning of the Phoenix series? And you can throw in the game one loss to Utah. How much is that pausing your panic right now on the truckwreck.com text line? I think for the majority of the Metroplex, it's pausing a lot of the panic. 877-881-1053. If this was game one of the playoffs in round one, I think you'd see a lot of the texts like it was down 0-2 to the Suns. This is over in 5. This is a sweep. They'll be lucky. It'll be a victory for the Mavs to get 2. But I think because of that Phoenix series, a lot of Mavs Tolos are still very, very patient and okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of that. Now, there's a difference here. I mean, you know, one, this team doesn't have Chris Paul, who has 50% of basically half of all the blown 2-0 leads in the last 25 years in the NBA. He's got basically half of them on his ledger. So it's not, they don't have that. This is not a, this is a championship caliber football, basketball team. They've got pedigree. They've got rings. They know exactly what to do. They've got a coach who's been there. They've got a stable of players, guards who have been there. This is not that team.
Try to compare Golden State to Phoenix at the risk of overreacting to one game, right? What are you seeing in the difference between the two teams? You picked Mavericks in 5. Nick Wright, biggest national Mavs fan, going with Mavs in 5. What do you feel like is the difference based upon last night?
One team plays a completely antiquated style of basketball, and the other one is Golden State. Like, Phoenix takes mid-range jump shots. Terrible efficiency. They get by because they make them. But when you don't make those, you're screwed because they don't make enough threes to be able to combat that. The Golden State Warriors play a game that is completely modern. And the most efficient way to play, which is, let's just, you know, layups and threes. Like, let's go. And they've got the guys who can nail them. And I think that's the difference, is that, you know, the Mavericks could chase and chase and chase. And as long as Devin Booker wasn't getting an open three, he felt pretty decent about it. In this one, you're going to have to guard the perimeter like you've never guarded the perimeter before. You've got to watch out for Klay and Steph and Wiggins. I mean, you got to watch out for a million guys on the outside, Poole, that could all beat you.
It feels like Golden State is deeper with offensive weapons.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Like, you had Booker, Paul, who faded as an offensive weapon. Ayton, during the rare times they decided to go to him, I felt like you got nothing from Bridges, nothing from Cam Johnson offensively. You definitely didn't get anything from Campaign. And then it was Crowder. It was basically Booker. Crowder was the X factor. Ayton and Paul with whatever you got from them. And last night, you got Steph. You had Poole. You had Wiggins. And then you had Klay in the second half. They feel a little bit deeper and more dangerous with their offensive talent. Now, defensively, we were saying the same thing after game one. Man, Phoenix really contesting these shots. Jalen Brunson is not going to get used to this length that he's saying. He did everything he wanted in the Utah series, and then the Suns have a bunch of different length. How hard is Luka going to have to work? We were saying the same thing after game one against the Suns that we're saying this morning after this really nice defensive job by Golden State contestants.
They are very long. And you saw that in a couple of plays that they're showing in the replays here. You know, they're showing the Dinwiddie block in the corner, which, I mean, he thought it was a foul. I think a lot of people thought it may have been a foul where Clay got him.
Which one?
This one where Dinwiddie got the tech. First half.
The one, I think the offensive foul on Finney Smith was the craziest call.
That was insane.
That was maybe the worst call I've seen of the entire postseason. I
mean, neither of the announcers understood what the hell they were doing, what the hell the call was there.
Yeah, a couple Tolos went fishing there with me. They're like, what do you think the game would be if the officiating was fair? And I was like, guys, you're getting your face stomped in. You're getting your ass demolished. Stop.
Yeah, there were some bad calls, but that wasn't the reason that they didn't win. The reason they didn't win is because their starters went 7 of 28 from 3. Okay, you can't go 25% from beyond the arc and expect to win the game. You can't beat Golden State that way. It's just not going to happen. The Mavs were slow to get in their offense again. How many times they get the ball and it's like, oh my God, there's already 7 seconds left in the shot clock.
Well, I felt like the pace was frenetic and back and forth early on. I'd be interested to see the pace numbers on the Mavericks. Slowest team versus fast team. And Steve Kerr was talking about trying to speed them up, and it was back and forth early on. So I'd be interested to see how fast the Mavericks actually played. But let's talk about the threes. A lot of Tolos were saying, okay, it's not dropping. They're not falling. Start going to the paint. Stan Van Gundy and Reggie Miller at the end of the game said, this is an obvious adjustment. You got to get more dribble penetration. You got to get more points in the paint as Golden State won in that category. Where do y'all stand on it in terms of this is the formula, stick with it, or change it up and don't fire up as many?
Keep shooting.
I agree.
Keep shooting.
I agree.
You know, the formula only works if you continue to do it over time because you know,
everything I also think the formula is what allows you to beat these teams with superior talent.
It's why they're here.
Make no mistake about it. The Dallas Mavericks have inferior talent compared to the Phoenix Suns and the Golden State Warriors, period.
Y'all can thank Vegas Bob for this, by the way.
Vulgaris?
Yeah. He's the reason for this. Okay. Everybody wanted to run him out of town. He's the reason for this formula. But
for just more threes?
More threes. It's just the analytics way to go. It's, you know, chuck them up, chuck them up, chuck them up. And eventually they will fall. Like that. And that's the, you play the law of averages over time. And that's the only way these formulas work. If you just pick and choose when you're going to use them, you can't go play blackjack and sometimes hit on 15 when the dealer is showing his picture card. You got to do it every time, or you can't do it at all. You can't just pick and choose. You know, you might get lucky, but over time, you're going to lose more than you actually win.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with this. You have to continue to shoot. It's the way that you have to make this work. I know it sounds counterintuitive. It's the way it works.
Well, you're betting on NBA talent. The Mavericks are saying, we signed shooters. That's what we had. Draymond Green after the game with TNT. He's like, everyone on that team can shoot. And when they're wide open threes, you'll take that. And Barkley said it pregame. He said at halftime. He said it postgame. It's going to be a bunch of little small dudes in this series firing up threes. It's not going to change who can hit him and who can rebound. He always tries to simplify it down. And he was right about the Mavericks in terms of them not hitting him, and it cost them the L. But I say continue firing because at the AAC, they're going to fall. We know that they're going to fall, and the roof is going to get blown off the place, and that, you know, increases energy level and excitement and intensity because role players shoot better at home.
Buddy of mine from high school, one of my teammates, Sean, said, if I made the NBA and I could play for anybody, hands down, I want to play for the Mavs. They literally dribble around until someone shoots a three.
Yep.
And that's what they do. They could beat any team in the NBA by 30 on any night, and they can lose to any team in the NBA by 30 on any night.
Yep.
And it's just because of, well, whether or not they fall or not. But this is the formula when you are, like, if they were the best team in the NBA, like, if they had the most talent, you know, maybe you don't do this.
I'm trying to think of other teams in sports that have to play a specific style that's so different. Not that the Mavs shooting threes is different today's NBA.
Baltimore does. Baltimore does. I don't know if they have to, but they do.
Yep. The Ravens.
Yep. So the Ravens. You see the A's do this. The A's done this for years. You know, they were the ones that started the whole, hey, let's just walk. Just walk a buddy. We can't buy hitters.
Right.
But we can, you know, walks are underappreciated. Like, these guys are undervalued. Let's go buy walks.
Yep.
And they did. And it worked. And it worked in the playoffs. It did work in the playoffs. It worked to get to the playoffs. But when you got there, you were facing top flight pitchers. Top flight pitchers aren't walking you a ton.
So we agree. Keep firing it up.
Keep firing, man. Keep on firing. Now,
what about the Tolos?
The Fantex says, you're going to get blown out at the AAC and watch your season end. I noticed the Warriors were covering Luka full court, which made him work more. He looked tired in the fourth. Keep shooting them. They were wide open looks. They won't shoot this poorly all series.
Yep.
The same formula, except to have Luka play more with his back to the goal.
I was thinking about that. I wonder if the next adjustment, because, you know, Bacic is great at identifying the defensive schemes in game. I kind of need the announcers to, I'm watching one-on-one. It's kind of like in football, right? I'm watching the ball, not the offensive line. Where Broadus can watch the offensive line. It's kind of a next level fan way of viewing. And Bacic is like, what are they doing with the switches? And how are they working it with hedging? And all that? And I'm like, Mike, I can't break that down in the moment. I wish that I could. But Van Gundy kind of echoed what Mike called me about at halftime. He said, they're trying to get Steph and Poole on Luka. The Mavs are trying to do that. They're trying to attack Poole and Steph defensively, but Andrew Wiggins was doing a nice job of fighting through these screens and not allowing it to happen. And then I was like, okay, what if you just put Luka in the post? Mm-hmm. What if you make Luka like Draymond Green and let him initiate, let him be the passer with his back to the basket? Because it doesn't matter whether it's Wiggins. It don't matter whether it's Wiggins, because Luka can still go ahead and back him down. Well, then Golden State may say, fine, we'll just go ahead and answer with Draymond, because you're not going to back Draymond down, right, because of the weight comparison.
No, you're not. You know, but Luka could probably back a lot of guys down. You know, there is going to be different players and different series that you can take advantage of that with, and guys you can't. But, man, I'm still live by it and die by it. You got here with it, keep chucking. And if you're off one night, hope that by the end of the night, you get right back to your average.
Here's Luka on what the Mavs have to do for game two.
We got to play better. That's it. You know, we got to play tougher. We got to play better. Just like the Phoenix series after game one. And then we got to learn from there. You know, their game two was the same as game one. So we got to learn from that. And we got to come out harder and play better.
Okay. What were the other positives? To me, a very important thing for the other guys is to keep their confidence up. Like, Spencer Dinwiddie shocked all of us and the basketball world by, forget about like just the shooting he had in game seven against the Suns. Where Spencer Dinwiddie deserves so much credit is to be able to respond and bounce back confidence-wise. How could his confidence not be down the drain? And then all of a sudden, he comes out in the do-or-die game and is the star of the game. I thought Dinwiddie had a nice night with 17, so his confidence and his aggressiveness stayed high. I thought Brunson had a nice flash there. I think it was in the third quarter. He ended up with 14. Dinwiddie had 17. Everyone else was pretty much terrible. Where is Finney Smith? This is why people get on Dorian for making $55 million. Because, yeah, he had that one game where he blew up against the Suns and then absolute disappearance,
mm-hmm,
right? 2 of 6 last night. Again, we don't even need to get started on Dwight Powell. He got his. Does no team in the NBA notice and scout and plan for the Mavs? First possession out of each half to throw up the alley-oop. That was the only time we noticed Dwight Powell on the evening. He got his patented alley-oop starting the third quarter.
Get him involved.
Yeah, get him involved.
And hey, one of Dorian's two shots, hey, that nice putback jam. Mm. That was nice.
That was nice, but he was short. The Mavs seemed to be, Kevin Gray tweeted this out. He's like, are they a little bit tired? Luka was short. Now, people were wondering whether that was him holding his shoulder. What was up with the shoulder injury after he got – what did you tweet out about that cut? What was that cut comparison you had with the
– Oh, he looks like a God of War. It's a video
God
game.
Of War.
Yeah, it's a nerdy video game thing. But, yeah, that cut was that was nice.
That
I
looks
liked
badass.
It. I like it.
I wish I had a cut like that.
Well, we can do
see.
That.
I mean, you haven't been chewing your nails in here lately, so you may have some longer nails. Let's see.
No, they're not. They're short.
Okay.
Short nails, man.
You're not chewing them, though, in here.
Oh, I'm chewing them. Don't you worry about that.
You're supposed to chew less with less stress, which I know you have less stress in your life.
Me and chewing nails is not a stress thing. Not a stress
what
thing.
What is it?
Boredom thing. Yeah, it was the same with smoking for me.
Yeah, you should smoke instead.
I should go back to that, too.
And then Maxi, 1 of 4, 3 personal fouls. Bertans was non-existent. He was 0 for 4. Who else is in here? Oh, I'm not going to read the garbage time, guys.
Man, that was unfortunate for my family because I was trying to get the kids to go to bed around that time, and then they were like, oh, I want to watch the game. They sat down when it became 24-hour fitness gym basketball. That was like the worst. the garbage time.
5 minutes left. I'm like, all right, let's get everybody out.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's go ahead and get them out. And they ended up getting them out.
About 25 minutes left, get everybody out.
And then all 5 starters for the Warriors scoring in double figures. All 5. Otto Porter Jr. had a nice spark for them early on. He had 10. Jordan Poole with 19 off the bench. I'm going to have to go and get the replay travel official out.
Okay, thank you.
Man, it seems like he takes some long steps.
Boy, he was holding that pivot foot down. And he's like, yeah, pivot foot, wivot foot, yeah. Who cares? Let me just jump off of it.
Exactly.
Like, but that's a travel.
So the Mavs get blown out in game 1. Game 2 is tomorrow night. And then we got a coach in college football changing our show schedule after the GOAT. Nick Saban went after Troy Hughes, the Texas A&M Aggies, and other in the college football world. Deion Sanders says he's going to respond to this today. What Nick Saban put the Aggies and everyone else on blast for, the audio next.
Let's get you over to Athletic Greens and let's get you healthy. Get you staying and being more healthy with a delicious scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens. It doesn't have that grassy flavor. It's a fantastic drink with one scoop. My body absorbs 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals and superfoods, probiotics, prebiotics, adaptogens. Really, really awesome. I feel so much healthier. My coffee intake is way down. My water intake is way up. I'm just acting and feeling healthier. It's like there's no point in doing it if you're not going to be healthy elsewhere too. It's great. It changes your life. It changes your health. How you feel about yourself every single morning, the energy you have to be able to get through your day. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. AthleticGreens.com/RJ. Simple, easy. Reclaim your health. Arm your immune system right now. A free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs of your first purchase. All you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/RJ.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, segment this morning brought to you by State of the Art Weight Loss, a.k.a. Soda. Also, Franklin Frankel. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts, because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Franklin Frankel. Truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333.
You ever bumped into the nest of an animal accidentally, or disrupted it, or taken one down and then looked over your shoulder for the assault of the bee stings or the vultures to come attack you?
Oh, man. That's why you got to spray with that giant spray thing that just kills the wasp immediately.
You have one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it shoots from like 20 feet away. It's so good, because by the time that they realize what's happened, it's too late.
Troy, you ever bump into anything? Mama birds protecting?
A little bit, Becca. You know, Sean, I'm an Eagle Scout, so.
Yeah, kind of.
Why'd you do Fossey hands? What was that? Yeah, definitely bumped into something. And by that, a little nest of baby rattlesnakes. Yeah, that's how I got my snake bite on my knee.
So what happened with that?
Oh, I'm working at Camp Tohoya. We got a call about some baby snakes, found the snakes.
How old were you?
13.
Okay, they're calling 13-year-olds come out here and take care of these snakes?
Absolutely.
No.
That's what we did back then. So went out there, had a baby snake there on the grounds, went to capture it, and then someone said, "Watch out!" I looked to my left.
There's mama.
And there's old mama coiled up. And as soon as I ran, which you got to remember, I had like 4 or 5 Twinkies in my pocket, so I didn't really run that fast at that age, or even now, and ran away. She strikes, hits me in the knee, and that was one of the worst pains in my life.
You dropped down and couldn't move?
Oh, my God. I mean, at first, it hurt, and then once it starts swelling up and your knee turns into a softball,
yeah
that's like the worst pain
ever. And after she struck you, no more attack? Like, didn't come after you to try to finish off the job?
No, she didn't.
I don't think they work like that.
One bite and run?
It's not Randy Orton. She's not the viper, you know? It's just a random rattlesnake. But, yeah, I've definitely disturbed a nest or two.
So this is what Nick Saban is doing with the Alabama Crimson Tide and the NIL. He's trying to protect that Bama nest.
Oh, yeah.
And anyone else coming in to strike with their offers and their car deals and their food or drink endorsements, you are threatening the Alabama dynasty nest. And he was doing a little conference, doing a little talk on stage, and he fired some shots. He coiled up like the rattlesnake going at Troy's Texas A&M Aggies.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future, because more and more people are doing it.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Went and bought every player.
So not a single player in Alabama's got an NIL deal.
And everyone that got recruited to A&M got paid for. Like, two things that Saban is exposing himself for. Not one player with... Did he say, we didn't give one? We didn't pay for one?
He said, did I hear that clip, Troy, right?
Let's hear it one more time.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player.
They didn't buy one player. So, now what? Maybe he is saying that A&M already set up NIL deals for these guys, and Alabama didn't do that, and that it's just like, when you come here, you're going to get your NIL deal with it, you know, you'll be fine.
He said that Alabama players made $3 million, quote, doing it the right way last year, and that only 25 players were able to leverage. Only 25 players were able to leverage NIL opportunities.
Okay. Well, that may be a problem for Alabama in the future, with the fact that they don't have a ton of Fortune 500 companies in their state. You know, that may be a problem. Like Texas A&M is not gonna have that problem. And this is why I think teams that are in these states that have mega cities, Georgia with Atlanta, you know, obviously Texas with Dallas and Houston, right? San Antonio even, California.
Where's A&M's Fortune 500 companies are coming from?
Houston, Dallas.
Okay.
You know, same thing. You know, same thing for the University of Texas. Same thing for Texas Tech. You know, even states like, Illinois with Chicago, right? You know, like, who knows? Illinois has been a non-factor. Michigan, you know, they're going to have with Detroit. They'll have more NIL opportunities than maybe, say, like Mississippi. Is it sustainable in Mississippi, the NIL? Is that sustainable? But Nick Saban also complained about parity this week and a lack of parity in college football. Like, when, first of all, when was there parity in college football? 1990 through 98? Like, is that the era of parity?
Saban wants more parity?
That's what he says. He wants more parity.
That's like Jerry Jones wanting the salary cap.
Right. What Nick Saban meant to say is that he wants to go back to the day where Texas A&M can't spend $30 million openly on a recruiting class, and Tennessee can't spend $8 million on a quarterback.
Yep.
That's what he wants to go back to.
Yes.
Nick Saban is not sitting up here,
Like, NIL will create, it should create more parity.
It could.
It depends. It depends, like you say, if Alabama has these businesses and.
Yeah. I think it's going to shift from some of your traditional powers, like in Alabama, to a Georgia, a Texas, a Texas A&M, any team with like a mega city.
Yeah.
A mega city, you could say, we got Fortune 500 companies.
You could say, oh, well, you have graduates who are millionaires and billionaires, but, it makes more sense for that graduate to be in that city for the athlete to represent it.
Yeah, right? And it's just a tax write-off for a lot of these companies. They're paying. It's another form of employment.
Advertising.
Yeah, it's advertising dollars, another form of employment, if you will. But you're going to, the biggest cities in the country now, the St. Louis's and the Atlanta's.
Of course, Lane Kiffin also said recently A&M was going to incur a luxury tax in how much they paid for their signing class. Jimbo. Oh, man. You know what? Before we get to that, and what I'm really looking forward to, Troy Hughes, you have the floor, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me go ahead and respond to just that one snippet from Coach Saban.
A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness.
That's what he said. My response is, what's your point?
Yep.
What is your point? Because if you have a point,
it's in the rules,
and you're upset with it, then let me direct you to 700 West Washington Street in Indianapolis. That is the headquarters of the NCAA. You can go there and talk to them, because what A&M's doing, hey, this isn't the late 80s with Jackie Sherrill, okay? We're not doing that anymore. We're living in the wild, wild west, and if they're allowing us to do this, then hell, we're going to do that. Now, you can be upset, and you can say it's not fair, and more importantly, you can really hate A&M for what they're doing, whether you are a Bama fan or just another college football fan, but we are only doing what we're allowed to do.
Does this cost Alabama? You go to Alabama because it's Bama, and it's an NFL machine, and all the winning, and the dynasty, and the legend. I wonder, I don't wonder how much other coaches will use this against them, but I wonder if your recruit, and I'm Lane Kiffin, and I say, you definitely don't want to go. This got used against Dabo. Dabo doesn't want you to make money, young man. Dabo doesn't believe in a free market. Dabo thinks that you're a piece of meat that is supposed to go out there and sweat and sacrifice for his $8 million salary. I wonder how much that will hurt Nick Saban in terms of recruiting versus the dominance and everything else you usually go to Alabama for, because that's how I would paint him. I would paint him as a guy who doesn't believe in you getting paid.
Yeah, Nick, and in the entire conference that he had, he talked about he does not favor, and I agree with him on this, he does not like pre-planned NIL deals. He says, his thought is, when you Bama will not facilitate NIL deals for you. When you come here, you're a big enough star, you will get them on your own. A&M decided that they're going to do all that work for you.
Recruitment.
And they're going to give you your NIL deal before you get there. And Saban's going to say there is a pride in earning it.
Yes.
And that will play with some parents.
Yeah.
It will play. Make no mistake about it.
Not the majority. Not the majority. You want to go to a company who goes, here's a signing bonus right off the jump to come with us, or you know what? Once you prove yourself after a year, them will give you the big money.
What's a bonus?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right?
What's
yeah.
a bonus?
Exactly.
So, like, the difference is that, you know, A&M is just doing all of the facilitating to get you these NIL deals. And Alabama will do it for you when you're there, but they won't do it to get you there.
Nick Saban calling out the Aggies for the NIL payments. And then he went after Deion. Didn't these guys film a commercial together?
Yeah.
What happened to Aflac?
Right?
Yeah. Here's Saban. Hell, read about it in the paper. Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to the school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. These guys at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400K, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it. So he was referring to Travis Hunter with Primetime, a five-star prospect who flipped his commitment from Florida State and signed with Deion. Deion apparently woke up last night as his son sent him this message, and Primetime is probably going to put Saban on blast today on Twitter. Here's what he tweeted 7 hours ago.
Turn your radios up right now.
You bet.
Getting ready to get real.
You best believe I will address that lie Coach Saban told tomorrow. I was awakened by my son that sent me the article saying we paid Travis Hunter $1 million to play here. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. So that's Deion putting some prime time on the end of his tweet, but he'll be coming after Saban today.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happened here because the Saban, he stepped in it. He stepped in this, and now people are going to call out exactly what they've done. Like, do you think Nick Saban has done this thing on the up and up? You think Mike Krzyzewski, you know, like did this on the up and up the whole way?
They didn't have other money to pay Duke players because you told me Coach K was getting 12
right,
last year.
Exactly. Even though Coach K said, you know, coach kids is like it's something you would do for free. Well, free and $12 million doesn't work. It ain't the same.
But, you know, again, it's why I asked you guys yesterday if you could go back and erase the NIL, would you do it? There'll be a large segment of the college sports fan base that agrees with Saban and doesn't like this.
Yeah.
Didn't want kids to get paid in the first place.
I agree with that. But if this was said by someone like Ryan Day at Ohio State or Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, if it was said by someone that's younger, that understands what he's having to deal with today, I would understand it. Instead, I'm getting a sequel to Gran Torino with Nick Saban right now. He just sounds like the old man on the porch that wants to live in the past and wants to deal with the past and doesn't want to deal with these kids making bukus of money to play college football.
There's only one problem with this, one major problem. October 8th is not at College Station. That's my only, I went right to the schedule. Unfortunately, it's at Bama because the Vipers and the Rattlesnakes that would have been out with Alabama to town. Oh, the electricity for that and the venom. But no, it's going to be played at Alabama. That's the only thing that stinks. 877-881-1053. Nick Saban making national news. It's Sean and RJ here on the truckwreck.com text line. We're live on the fan cam and we are live on Twitch. Back to San Francisco or the city.
The town, the dub, the city, and the dub.
Thank you, Charles Barkley. The only win the Mavs got last night was Charles Barkley after the game. Back to game one with Sean and RJ right here on the fan.
Well, let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. My good friend Justin Rogers, general manager over at Parkway Buick GMC, and he's going to hook you up. It is time to get that brand new 2022 GMC Sierra truck, that ATV, 84, the Denali, or maybe that GMC Yukon. You can get it at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman, but you got to reserve it. Get online, parkwaybuickgmc.com. Reserve your brand new 2022 Sierra, the 2022 Yukon. Reserve it. They're getting brand new deliveries every single day. Yep, new trucks and SUVs coming to the lot every single day. They also have a huge inventory of previously owned vehicles that you can get at Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. Drive a little further to save a lot more at Parkway Buick GMC right now. 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle. Plus, trade up and fuel up. $150 fuel card. Just a little thank you when you buy any new or used vehicle at Parkway Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And this segment of The Fan brought to you by Byers Barricades, a full-service provider taking care of your project or special event, no matter the size, from start to finish, the Texas authority in barricade rental. It's ByersBarricades.com.
Poole drifting right behind the back to Looney. Looney dribbles in, takes a jumper with one on the clock. He hit it! A 20-footer for Looney. He just buried it like he does it every day of the week.
Warriors Radio with the call. Yesterday, you tweeted that your hatred level for Golden State will start increasing. This happens with series, right? You start hating people that you didn't during the regular season. We're going to hate that voice like we hated the Utah play-by-play guy that we got on the show. You already know that Draymond's hatred is going to be locked in. Anyone else that you guys are starting to develop a hatred scratch for that you well, you may see on the fan cam if you have a sty developing, like RJ's right eye.
Oh my God!
Good Lord!
Yeah, it's getting worse too. It's feels great this morning.
Hey, you should rock it, the eye patch.
I have one.
Rock it, dude. I would totally wear an eye patch.
You should.
I'm gonna wear it tomorrow.
Yeah, that'd be great fan cam numbers.
Yeah, wear it tomorrow. No, you've already said his name.
Welcome to the Draymond Green Show. It's not going anywhere.
I mean, when he said that. Sat down on the floor yesterday, last night.
Flex
with his leg spread wide open. I was like, God, you're so punchable. So punchable.
I won't get bothered by him because he's not going to score. You know, like I'll get bothered by him, but you know.
But no. But when he scores, he'll be like Jay Crowder in the Suns series. He will make it Rodman. like the greatest shot ever.
Yep.
Yeah. You just love when Rodman did that. But I liked Rodman. If I didn't like Robin, it would be different. Okay. The Steph mouth guard I'm going to hate again. I'd forgotten about that. But this, that.
What do you hate about it?
Keep it in your damn mouth. Keep it in your mouth. You put it in your mouth, keep it in your mouth. Okay?
Clip that.
You don't sit there. What's the point of having a mouth guard if you're just going to sit there and have it outside your mouth chewing on it?
Well, these dead ball moments.
Yeah, well, you know, keep it in your mouth.
The point of the mouth guard when you're running, you know, you can get hit when you're running, not when the dead ball.
You can. You know who doesn't wear mouth guards? Real men! Lose a tooth! What's this? Not going to hurt you. Not going to kill you. Lose a tooth. We all have. You ever see hockey players rocking mouth? No, they just sit there, they smile, and they've got that big giant gap in their teeth. Lose a tooth.
You know, I'm going up and down the roster, and I'm not seeing someone that I can definitely hate. Jordan Poole was a little bit annoying, getting the crowd all hyped up.
He went to Michigan. It's easy to hate him.
Okay, he went to Michigan. You know, the surprising guy, even though he's got a great comeback story and everything, I love what he did feeling slighted off the All-NBA 75. I don't know. I'm developing something for Clay. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm thinking he's overrated. He had a scoreless first half, and then, of course, he blew up in the second half. But I don't know. I'm trying to develop something. I'm trying to generate a fake dislike for Clay Thompson, but I don't have it for anyone right now based upon game one. It's going to happen with Draymond and Luka.
Yeah.
It's going to happen with the trash talk back and forth, because Draymond is going to try to, he tries to take a 2-0 lead in this series. One with the play and the final score, the other with the mentality and setting the tone of, yo man, y'all don't belong here. Y'all got lucky. We knew Phoenix was soft. You're about to catch reality. And he's going to say it to Maxey, and he's going to say it to Bertans, and he's going to say it to the Mavs bench. Eventually, someone is going to pop back off. I'm waiting for more Luka versus Draymond in the post, that offensive versus defensive matchup, because Luka is not going to shy away whatsoever. But anyone on the truckwreck.com text line with any other Warriors hatred after game one besides the usual suspect of Draymond Green?
Let's see. Porter is annoying.
Porter.
Draymond is going to beat the crap out of Luka. Steph is doing the shimmy after his threes. That's annoying. Yeah, he was doing some kind of a...
Ernie Johnson tried to make that a thing in the post game. He's like, there's Luka looking back. It was like, Ernie usually doesn't go for the salacious type material. Yeah. It was like a half a second Luka like looking back. I don't even know if he was looking at Steph.
Yeah, and the Klay Thompson, I don't have hate for him. I just have huge jealousy for Klay Thompson. I mean, he missed 941 days, and he made $85 million during that time. Oh. He made more money while he was out than he made in the previous eight seasons.
Yeah, your hatred is going to have to come from who your wife is sweating.
Oh, baby.
You know, ooh, who she finds attractive on the roster, if she finds someone attractive.
I think they're all pretty ugly. So I think I'm doing well in this one.
I am on a group chat that said, you know, the Warriors might have the ugliest basketball team in the league.
Very insensitive.
They went straight at the looks.
Let me go look at all their players.
Well, I mean, we already know Kendrick Perkins. He said that Draymond ain't cute, ain't handsome.
Oh, he did?
Remember that? He said that. He goes, you know, he went on to say that, you know, he's been with his wife since the 10th grade. Dime piece.
Well, you know, I love Charles Barkley and Inside the NBA, and I love Charles even more because he has the exact same hatred of San Francisco and their fans that I do, especially after crosstalk yesterday. How would y'all summarize crosstalk yesterday? That didn't feel very enjoyable. That felt very Angelo Cataldi, WIP in Philly, where
it wasn't even
trash talk back and forth. It was just yelling, and they had a strategy of, let's not talk any basketball. Let's just cut you off and yell and scream nonstop. Mike Bacsik had a hatred for those guys yesterday.
All right.
in San Fran.
I was praying for Angelo Cataldi about 7 minutes into that. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I grew such a hatred. Like, I lost so much. I was like, all right, I'm done with these guys. Like, 7 minutes in, I'm like, I can't do this. These guys are awful.
Jalen Reagor.
They're just so they were like you said, they weren't there to talk.
Yeah. They're there to yell.
Yeah, and I was just like, guys, what are we doing here? This is not.
And then these guys, you know, there's kind of an unwritten code. There's a crosstalk code.
There's a code.
Oh, there's a code.
There's a crosstalk code of like, don't go too deep and personal, and let's not get like inside the radio market in terms of shots being taken. And, you know, like, oh, why aren't you guys on the other station? Or, oh, you know, what? Let's go ahead and bring up ratings. Like, you kind of don't go down to that level. You're agreeing to do this. And then they try to sit there and talk about, are you guys from DFW? How are you rooting for the Mavericks? And then I was like, that radio station has nothing but rotating talent. Like, they can't keep shows in place.
Their radio station's actually on a carousel.
And then I was like, how long have y'all been there? Long enough.
Long enough.
And then, you know, just generic insults. Of, did you not watch them this year? The Dirk title? Are you kidding me? So I hate them. I hated them from the Cowboys. I hate them from the Cowboys San Francisco game. I mean, I made a bet that went against my pick. I picked Warriors in six, but because he was talking so much, I was like, okay, so I've hedged myself now. I'm going to either be right or I'm going to get the satisfaction of the Warriors losing. So I'm like, fine, we'll do a $100 a piece bet. Even though they didn't want to do that for the 49ers Cowboys for that. But Charles Barkley apparently is one with DFW because before the game on TNT, he was trying to tick off the Warriors crowd. Well, they remembered that after the game. They remembered that there wasn't a lot of people behind the TNT set. Pre-game, post-game, of course, after they won with their bandwagon fan base, they were out there celebrating like they had already won the series, and Charles had enough of the Barkley sucks chance.
I thought they got great shots in the first half. They just did not go in. But the one thing we have learned during the playoffs, you go back to Milwaukee-Boston game one, you go back to Dallas against Phoenix game one, nobody's going to overreact. To the game. Hey, you're right, and y'all suck too.
Then towards the end of the broadcast, they're like, we'll be back here Friday night, game two. And he said, I don't dislike this place. I hate this place.
Oh, I love it.
And I'm dying.
They probably stuck him in the loin, man. That's what they did.
I don't think so. I got a number. I got a possible contact for Charles. I'm dying to get him on. The people at TNT don't want to respond.
No.
So thanks. Thanks, guys. Not like you want to promote the Western Conference Finals.
You guys want to talk about reruns of Charmed?
In DFW. I'm dying to find out why Charles Barkley hates a city that many regard as the best in the entire country.
Well, that was 15 years ago that they regarded it as that. It's been a dump for 15 years.
Which one does he hate more? Would it be like Sanford or the Dub or the city or what? Is it that or is it San Antonio?
Well, I don't know if he hates. Well, he did dislike San Antonio and he had fun with the women. Victoria's a secret there. All the churros jokes. But he seems to have fun with San Antonio. He seems to have hatred for the Bay Area over there. And I love it. But just in talking to them, I said this yesterday. I thought Texans were supposed to be arrogant, but like the arrogance coming from these fools, gosh, correcting us on saying it's not San Francisco. Like imagine if we were like, it's the Plex.
The Plex.
It's
the DF Dub.
It's the DF Dub. Don't call us Dallas, Fort Worth, or DFW. Just correcting us off of that.
Such hatred.
Praying for bad things to happen. Really, really bad things to happen to all of them. 877-881-1053 is the truckwreck.com text line to hit us up here on the show. We're live on the fan cam. We are live on Twitch. I think Carter tweeted out a Twitch milestone yesterday. I want to get the exact number, but Carter Freeman doing great work behind the scenes. You also got it, of course. Here it is. You got it from Ryan, who's usually with us in the mornings. We hit 10,000 followers on the fan Twitch account.
Oh, man.
10,000 followers on Twitch.
Just a coincidence that it happened to be on the day of my wonderful song? Oh. Is that just a coincidence?
Did you get great feedback on that?
Wonderful feedback. Many saying it was the greatest song they'd ever heard.
The best, the greatest, the People greatest.
So many great things about the song.
Yes. I'm creating a new website for this song. You can go to the
so
website.
Many platforms, so many websites, so many songs, so much writing. I did all the writing myself. Nobody helped me. Did all the writing.
All right, let's get to headlines. Coincidentally, the number one rated segment of the show to catch you up on all the news that you need to know what actually happened in the game. With game one, we got game two in the East, NHL playoffs, Rangers walk-off, and oh, you want to take your mind off basketball for a day? The threesome in the PGA Championship starting in Oklahoma this morning. Headlines with Sean and RJ next on The Fan. But we have the heat, right? Spring is definitely sprung. And those Texas thunderstorms, I saw some lightning rolling in at 4 a.m. They roll through the Metroplex. If you're anything like me, you may be sitting there saying, huh, what about a vacation? Let me escape this heat. I just went on one. I just went to escape the heat. Troy Hughes just went on one. RJ was in Mexico a few weeks ago. Why am I talking about vacations and Maverick Windows? Because they teamed up with Destination Motivation to offer a free all-expenses vacation to any number of their luxury resorts all over the world, from condos to cruises, Bermuda to the Bahamas. There's no catch. Just sign up for a free quote on window replacement. Free quote, because you probably need the upgrade with windows anyway to keep the 100 degrees out of your home. And if Maverick is lucky enough to earn your business, pack your bags, because you and the fam are going on vacation. If you need new windows or you want to learn a little bit about this opportunity, give them a call at 214-302-8541. You register right now, 214-302-8541 or maverickwindows.com. Tell them Sean from the Fan sent you to qualify for your vacation with Maverick Windows.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.